Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So Rashi says Malachim is Malachim Mamish. So the first question of the parash is, why does Yaakov even have to kill the wait? The Esav is a boss of Adam. Esav doesn't need anything more than a boss of Adam. Why did Yaakov even attack a sender Malachim and Malach Mamish? And then the Mefarshim and Madaik on the Pasuk at Leni Na Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. That Esav is the most dangerous part of Esav, is the Ochi side of Esav. Esav till now has been wanting to kill Yaakov Avinu, and now this week's parsha, halfway through the parsha, he turns into an ach. Yaakov Avinu is more frightened about the ach of Esav. So you have to understand the oimek of the inyan. But last week we discussed the Seder HaParshias that told us is still Yaakov Avinu is Ishtam Yosef Aholim, Vayetze is where Yaakov Avinu started going out. And last week we discussed how the inyan of Vayetze is the inyan of Yaakov Avinu entering the Olam HaRashus. Yaakov Avinu realizing the Moedek HaVoidot, even in Inyonim of Rishus, outside Torah Mitzvah. Parshas Vayishlach teaches us the next step in this. And that is that a Yid can only be Oisek in Inyonim of Rishus if he knows absolutely, he knows how to take the world, and he knows how to take care of Esav. In other words, the person has to realize that Olam Hazeh is Taka Shayach to Esav. And the person has to realize that the Yaakov and Esav made a chiluk. Esav took Olam Hazeh, Yaakov took Olam Abba, and it's Taka Esav's world. We're tourists over here in this world. We're here on a visa, 120-year visa. And therefore, if a Yid, every Yid feels that all the time, then we don't get on Esav's nerves. Then he doesn't get upset with us. But as soon as a Yid starts feeling that he's feeling more of a kesher to Olam Hazeh, so then Esav gets upset because he's right, it's his world. Parashat Vayishlach is the parasha where it's Nizgala that Yaakov, and Yaakov's telling this to Esav, that Be'etzim, he's going in a different direction. He doesn't cross paths Bechlal with Esav. A Yid in Olam Hazeh doesn't cross paths with a Goy. A Yid, you can say a Goy goes in a vertical direction, spreading out, and a Yid goes horizontal direction, a Yid goes in a vertical direction. A Yid learns Torah, you make Hagba. A Yid on the Bima, is always high. A Yid is going in a different direction. Yaakov is telling Esav, what do you want to hate me for? That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Yaakov is telling Esav, what are you in Nasesa? I'm love and guarantee. So one Pshat in Rashi is, I'm a ger, I'm still a ger. What's Pshat, I'm a ger? I'm not a citizen over here, I'm still a tourist over here. And the other Pshat in Rashi is, in love and guarantee, the same Rashi, Vitarik Mitzvah Shamati. It's the same Pshat. In other words, even when Yaakov was in Beis Lovan, Yaakovina made his fortune. And even when he was making his fortune, Bechlal, he wasn't Bechlal, his whole mindset Bechlal wasn't in that Indian Bechlal. He was Oisik, and Yilovan's house, he was Oisik in one thing, and that is, in Lovan Garti Vitarik Mitzvah Shamarti. So he's telling Esav, I don't have Bechlal, it's something Meshutaf with you, you don't have to hate me, we don't cross paths Bechlal, I don't step on your feet Bechlal. And that's why Yaakovina sent Haka Malochim, Malochim Mamish. He sent Malochim Mamish, these are my friends. I socialize with these ones. This is Malochim, it's Bechlal not Shaykh to you. Esav is angry with that as well. Esav sends his malach to show, yeah, you are. I've also got a malach. So you're also crossing past me. And then Parshas Nizgala that Esav is only shaykh to Olam Hazeh. Yaakov is only shaykh to Olam Abba. And therefore Yaakov got his name. And this week's Parsha, Yaakov is Yisrael. Yisrael is Yosha Kael. Yosha Kael means direct line with the Rabbeinu Shloim. And that's Be'emes. Now that's Be'emes the Rashus for every Yid to be Oisak in Inyanim of Rashus. If a Yid realizes, very often a person has to speak with people, with friends, with family members, and sometimes they're much more into Olam Hazeh, and sometimes there's a problem with communication. You've got to make up things that you have to talk to them about, you have to make up, because you're on a different page, Bechlal. You feel that you're on a... That person is allowed to live here in Olam Hazeh, is allowed to get home with this Olam Hazeh, as long as he realizes that Taka Be'etzem, he's on a different page. And that's and then Esav Taka got no right, and if Esav does attack us then, and he's attacking us B'nai Rishus. When a Yid gets to a bit comfortable, a Yid feels it's a mashu of Olam Hazeh, Be'etzem, intrinsic connection, so then Esav has Rishus, because then Taka is stepping on Esav's feet. And that's Dakas, the Kliyoka says that Inin Apachin Ketanim in the Parsha, and the Dakas take a level, Inin Apachin Ketanim was Taka the Inin where Yaakov Aminu Kilo showed the Ezepis, he went back for Apachin about the all the Cheshboinus, and all the Shem Shemayim, the Cheshboinus, but he showed Ezepis, it was worth going back to for one little Pach Koton, so it shows he does feel Ezepis the link of the Olam Hazeh. As soon as he feels Ezepis the link of the Olam Hazeh, is then the Malach of Esav already had Rishus. Esav already had Rishus to attack him. So that's what we have to realize, the Taka with tourists over here, Taka the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to live here, wants us to live our lives here, but as long as Ki'ilu we don't have a Tzad Meshutaf, as long as we have to make up conversation with Olam Hazeh, but Be'etzem we don't really have any Tzad Meshutaf. So the Yetzem and Yishlach are the two parshas that prepare every single lead, as they prepared Yaakov Avinu for for Oilam Hazeh. And that's the Gilui of Yaakov Vinu, says to Esav, after Esav likes Yaakov, and he says he wants to stay with Yaakov, I'm not trying to kill you anymore. Yaakov says, no, I'm staying here and you go weiter. Why? Some Shad is because Yaakov is telling Esav. Esav is trying to trick Yaakov. If Esav can go along with Yaakov, if a Yid can go along with Oilam Hazeh, then it's a problem, then Esav has a Shlita. So Yaakov is telling Esav, in firm terms, that I don't have one word memushatach with you. Mamishnah, there's no point in you coming and me together. We're not going to interact. We're not going to socialize. I don't have one word in common with you. So you go your world, I'm going my world. We're living in a completely different world. That's what's in his gal over, and therefore that's what's in his gal, that Be'etzim Esau's got no right to hurt a Yid. And Esau to hurt a Yid is he's going to give them a cheshbon, and that's the Olam Mashiach Ba'atzi Nishpet Tzar Esau Ba'Esau Hashem Amalucha. And that's Atzileini Nami Yad Ochi Yad Esau. I don't. If Esau feels an ach to me, then it's achavei, because then it means that I'm an olam hazadik person. I don't want that. We're going to meet Esau. When we meet him, Ahatzia and Lishpet is our Esau. We've been as gala that Esau was giving us klep for nothing. We were bechlal treading on his toes. All the other goyim are treading on him. They're all oisik in the olam hazadik. A yid is oisik in the bechlal in a vertical direction, and therefore he had no right to touch us. And then will be the big mishpat. And Mitzvah Hashem, v'hoisa ravai emucha v'meherev yemein omen.